I mean, the first phrase that comes to mind for me, Kim, hearing about where you're at is new level, new devil.
Okay.
Have you heard that phrase before?
No.
So new level, new devil, it's like, you know, you did all this work. You got off insurance panels, you know, you've set a fee. Your practice is full enough that now you have, you know, creativity and bandwidth to think about something additional. And now here's a new set of challenges that have come up. And they are kind of the same challenges as before. But as you say, this is the 2.0.
Welcome to Money Skills for Therapists, the podcast that helps therapists and health practitioners in private practice go from money confusion and shame to calm, clarity, and confidence with their finances. If you've ever felt overwhelmed by numbers or avoided looking at your business money, you're in the right place. I'm Lindsay Bonham, therapist turned money coach and creator of Money Skills for Therapists. Before we jump in, check out my free on-demand masterclass. You'll find the link in the show notes or at moneynutsandbolts.com under masterclass. It's the best first step to finally feeling empowered with money in your private practice. Let's get started. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Today's episode is a coaching conversation with Kim Torrance. Kim is a graduate of Money Skills for Therapists from a few years back. She's also a trauma therapist who specializes in burnout prevention and perfectionism recovery. And today, Kim and I dig into the challenges she's having about pricing group offers. So this is about pricing, you know, an offer within your therapy practice. So still practicing as a therapist, but going from, you know, one to many. And we dig into some of the mindset barriers that are coming up for her as she's thinking about this pricing. We talk about the current political climate and how hard it feels to set pricing when people are having a really hard time and lots of scary things are going on. We do talk about the idea today also of new level, new devil. You know, sometimes we overcome something at a certain level and then we go to do a new thing and new challenges come up, and sometimes our old challenges come up in new ways. Here is my conversation with Kim Torrance. So Kim, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Lindsay. Great to be with you.
Yes, I'm very excited to be with you again. We were just kind of trying to figure out how long it's been since we've actually had a conversation. It feels like 3 years, but we have no actual data to support that.
Roundabouts.
About that. So Kim, what would be helpful for us to focus on today during our time together?
Well, first, I just want to thank you so much for this opportunity to be with you and have this conversation. I feel like I'm having the 2.0 version of our time 3 years ago, where I'm in private practice, I'm out of network, which took me a lot of work to get off insurance. I had a lot come up around that. And I feel like I'm having a new iteration of those mindset things as I'm moving towards offering groups. There's a lot of creative ideas that I have, like different support groups. It feels like really needed for this time. And I'm having some discomfort and tension coming up around the fee, because just folding into the mix, the context of the times that we're living in. America right now is experiencing the autocratic coup. Federal workers have been fired. There's a lot of job insecurity, climate crisis. So I'm just holding those things in mind and really wanting to be accessible. So even in my first offerings, they've been free or donation-based. And now, I'm doing like these somatic self-care sessions for therapists. Yeah, and it's a lot of fun, and it's fun to put together just all the things that I have found helpful, but I'm charging, let's say, like $20 an hour, which feels okay because it's a lunchtime thing. It's not really something I'm just having fun with it, to be honest. But I am working towards, there's a big offering coming up where I'm folding in somatic experiencing, IFS and SSP, the Safe and Sound Protocol. And it just feels uncomfortable for me for some reason to put a fee of like $65, you know, per person. But the thing also I want to say is that I want to offer a small group. Like, I really don't want to have a lot of people. So right. Then when I look at the numbers,
yes,
it ends up, yeah, kind of being yes. a factor.
Yeah, of course. The math, there's some math there. And if it's a group of 100 people, the fee could look different than a group of six. So, I mean, the first phrase that comes to mind for me, Kim, hearing about where you're at is new level, new devil.
Okay.
Have you heard that phrase before?
No.
So new level, new devil. It's like, you know, you did all this work. You got off insurance panels, you know, you've set a fee. Your practice is full enough that now you have, you know, creativity and bandwidth to think about something additional. And now here's a new set of challenges that have come up. And they are kind of the same challenges as before. But as you say, this is the 2.0, right? It's the 2.0 version. Now you're thinking about expanded offers and that the concerns about like pricing and accessibility. And I'm hearing like your attunement to this time and all the things that are happening is making you really pause on setting pricing. Yeah.
And another thing, if I can add one more piece to it, the cognitive dissonance, like the strange experience of business as usual, but the building's on fire.
Okay.
Yeah. In terms of just like what's going down in this country right now.
Yes.
So yeah. So like with this sense of urgency, because I do believe that empathy is the cure. Like empathy is the antidote to everything. And that's exactly why Elon Musk says empathy is the woke virus.
Right.
You know?
Yes. Yes.
So, you know, I think that there's like a real need and people are on their phones and like there's so much isolation. There's like the loneliness pandemic. So that's just adding to the like sense of, you know, I really want to help. I want to show up and I want to answer to this moment. So it feels weird to like also raise my fee, which I haven't done since I last worked with you and Tiffany McClain. And no shade at all to anyone who, like, I don't mean to say that in a way to anyone who does have a higher fee than mine. I'm not trying, or people who are raising their fees, it's no shade to them. I'm just saying for me, in me, it feels weird to be like, you know what? I'm going to raise my fee right now.
Okay. Yeah. And is that your individual fee that you're thinking about that you're not going to
raise
well, right
now? Yeah. Yes. I mean, I just in haven't addition, raised it yes. in a while. In addition yes. to all this, it's like, I should probably raise my fee, which is $225.
Hey, group practice owner. Do you sometimes wonder if you made a mistake by starting a group practice? If so, you need my free guide, How to Stop Feeling Overworked and Underpaid in Your Group Practice. In this guide, you'll learn about how your money story is showing up in your relationship with money as a group practice owner. You'll learn the four keys to becoming the empowered financial leader of your group and the chief financial officer skills, those CFO skills that you need to create a healthy, sustainable group practice that will support you, your team, and your community for years to come. Plus, by getting the guide, you will definitely hear about it when doors open for my 6-month course, Money Skills for Group Practice Owners, for our 2026 cohort. To get the guide, go to moneynutsandbolts.com/overworked or click on the link in the show notes. That's moneynutsandbolts.com/overworked.
Okay. So, you know, I'm hearing more of kind of those context pieces. It's like people are lonely. We need more empathy. The shit's kind of on fire. And yet we still have to like do stuff. And it actually makes me think about war times. If you look at how people adapt to living in like literal war, where it's like, yeah, the bakery might get bombed, but I need to go get bread. So I'm still going to like get up and live my life. That's a much more extreme version of what we have to do during times of like political instability or other kinds of crises. Like COVID was kind of the same. I remember a lot of memes during COVID of like, the world's on fire, like time to go to work. I don't know. Right. Like, yeah, like, you know, this kind of idea of business as usual while everything's burning down around you. And, you know, this certainly feels like one of those moments again with the political climate. But something I will also reflect to you as you're describing what you're offering and the climate is, like what you're offering right now is more valuable and impactful than ever, right? In terms of, you know, your ability to meet this moment and kind of be like an antidote to what people are suffering from. I'm hearing there's immense value in what you're offering. Do you feel that?
Well, first, thank you for saying that. And yes, I mean, I do. It's like, it feels so valuable, like what we're all doing, not just me, but like what therapists have to offer feels so incredibly valuable that there's like no price. Like it's so needed. And I don't mean that in a like save the world mentality type of way. It just feels like that there is immense suffering. So yeah, it does. It feels really valuable. But like I just struggle too with like just being like, we're in this web, you know, this web of capitalism. I think that's a part of it for me too, is like looking at someone like, how someone like Donald Trump has become so powerful. You know, it's like, this is the system that enables that. So like being in it just feels weird and yucky.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's, you know, this is something that I see all of us who tend to be more kind of empathetic and also idealistic. Like we see the world as we want it to be, as it could be, you know, right. Like yep. How do we breathe this air and exist within this system and still find ways to live our values and be well?
Yeah, I feel kind of like some emotion bubbling up as you say that.
Yeah, yeah. What emotion do you
tissue.
Notice? Yeah. It's good you came prepared.
Yeah.
What is that you're noticing?
Just like immense caring.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and there's like a lot of helplessness too.
Yeah.
Seeing what's happening with ICE and people being hurt and like the profound suffering. Yeah, and just... I think that's part of it is like wanting to do something in response to that, even if it's just so small.
Okay. So these groups that you're looking, that you have been offering, they're for therapists specifically?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm hearing you've been doing them like over lunchtime, which yep. I also hear is a way, just by the way, of you dismissing their value.
Do you dread tax time because you haven't saved enough for taxes? Are you totally confused and lost about your business finances? Do you worry that you'll never be able to retire or save for your kids' college education? If you bury your head in the sand because you think you'll never be a money person, I want to let you in on a huge secret. All you need to manage your private practice finances are a simple series of skills that you can learn. After all, you already did the hard work of graduating from college, becoming a therapist, and starting your private practice. Hi, I'm Lindsay Bonham. I'm a therapist turned money coach and the creator of Money Skills for Therapists. I've helped hundreds of therapists just like you develop peace of mind about their money. I invite you to watch my free masterclass where I teach my four-step framework to get your business finances totally in order. In the masterclass, I cover the three biggest mistakes that therapists make that keep them from getting clarity on their private practice finances, the secret that most accountants don't want you to know, and why working with your mindset and emotions is essential to changing your patterns with money. This masterclass is for therapists and health practitioners who are running or about to start a private practice. It is the first step in learning about my signature course, Money Skills for Therapists. Register today with the link in the show notes to take the first step to go from money confusion, anxiety, and shame to feeling clear and empowered about your money. I look forward to supporting you.
Okay.
You're like, they're over lunchtime. I mean... I should be paying them for coming to see me during their lunchtime.
Yeah, I mean, it's because we end up dancing, you know, like I kind of titrate it. We start with like, we do like grounding and then we end up, because it's, I really do believe that play and fun is important and necessary.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you though.
No. But yeah, I did just want to reflect that I feel like that's part of a story as to why this would not be something valuable.
Okay.
That little comment you made.
I totally get that. Yeah. Thanks for pointing that out. That's true.
So as we think about pricing, because like we need to ground to in what you need to be well and how to make this sustainable. Because I'm hearing this like immense well of giving that you have, right? That you want to give. We know that none of us can give infinitely and none of us can pour from an empty cup, right? And so I want to ground a little bit as we're thinking about this pricing. And I'm hearing there's this current offer. There's also a bigger offer brewing inside of you. Of what you need to be solid and well so you can keep doing this great work in the world, right? So if we think about financials, let's be with numbers a little bit. I'm hearing you've been charging, you said $20 an hour? $20 for the workshop?
For the workshop, yeah. And then I was offering them free up until June, I think.
Okay. So you have been doing this for free, which is always a weird thing too, I will say, when we've been doing something for free to then assign monetary value. To it.
Very weird.
It's very weird, yeah. Because it's kind of like, and this is, I think, like a general problem that therapists we have in general is like often we've been doing this kind of emotional caretaking work for free for decades. And then we become therapists and suddenly we're supposed to charge for it and actually charge well. So, you know, I think that this is a common barrier that we face at multiple levels. But you've been doing these workshops for free and you don't want to keep doing them for free, I assume.
Correct.
Tell me why you don't want to keep doing them for free.
Well, I do feel that it's a lot of work. I mean, just in terms of putting it on your schedule, taking that time, I put a lot of thought into things. Yeah. And then just like there is a part of me that wants to feel there's a value to what, you know, there is that wanting that the value to be assigned.
Yeah. Like you're putting value out.
Yes.
And you're not getting direct compensation back.
Correct. Yeah. I think I started to feel that. And that's what made me move into like, you know what, it's time to put a value and start charging. But I think the thinking was like, therapists don't, well, in general, either they have their own thing, their own way of self-care, or it's really hard to get them to. I even remember back when I worked in community mental health, how hard it was for me to get people to go eat lunch away from their computer.
Me too.
Like, or I would do these like salsa lunch, like lunch breaks.
Oh, fun.
And like the only people that would come would be the support staff. None of their, like one therapist would come because everyone was too busy. So yep. I guess I think like I was setting it the price based on incentivizing, really trying to get people to participate in self-care.
Yeah. And I was that person too at the agency who was like, I'm having lunch now. Anybody want to come? Like, I'll be in the lunchroom. Trying to make it sound like it's like some rager party. Yeah. Because we do know that caregivers and therapists tend to get overly absorbed in what they're doing. They don't stop to take a 10-minute break, even though it'll do good things for them. And I'm going to actually say, Kim, that those folks are not the target audience of what you're doing. Right? So the person who is not yet at a place where they can make themselves stop and take a break, and where they've identified that not only do they need to do something good for themselves, but they've decided they're going to do it. That person, I would say, is actually back in like a pre-contemplation stage. Okay. And like, you're not going to be able to entice them out even for no money.
Okay.
Price is not the barrier for them.
Okay.
Those barriers are internal, emotional. That's not actually the problem that you're able to solve for them. And no amount of pricing is going to change that. Right? Hanging out with you in the lunchroom was free. People still didn't do it.
Right.
Same here. And we're awesome.
Okay.
Right? So,
right.
So that's the first thing I want to reflect back to you is the people who already have bought in to the idea of like, yes, it is worth my time to stop and take care of myself and be with myself. Price is not going to actually be the thing that free or not free or $20 or $50 is, I don't think, going to make much of a difference to them.
Okay, good point.
Right, because they're already ready to receive the value you have to offer. And again, there's going to be all this work that they might have had to do to get there that you can't do for them.
Okay.
Right, so we're going to exclude those folks who you can't get from their desks. They are no longer the people you're thinking about as you're creating this offer.
Okay, okay? Thank you.
Tell me about your ideal folks who receive this offer for you. Who are they? Who's your ideal client here?
Deep feeling, deep thinking individuals, whether therapists or I am really enjoying working with therapists just because I feel a lot of compassion and camaraderie and totally, I mean, obviously I'm a therapist, so I understand some of the struggles. So deep feeling, deep thinking, people who care about the world and want to show up and make it a better place, or just that want, you know what it is it's about authenticity. I mean, I really enjoy working with people who have childhood trauma, specifically come from family of origin dynamics where there was narcissism or other antagonistic relationship styles, and they are trying to be they want to be their full selves in their work and their relationships. And for therapists, even like being able to face their fears, I mean, kind of sounds like me right now, but to just really be their full self without fear. And yeah, that's my ideal person.
Okay. And is that for these therapy workshops specifically? Is this like your therapist audience that you're considering, or would this be?
So for the big offer, it's a 10-week small group. That one, I feel like, which is combining SE, IFS, and SSP, that one, I feel like I want to have that offer and then adapt it to therapists and to non-therapists.
Okay. So this could be for a couple different audiences.
Yes.
Yeah, modifying it. Okay, so that's your big offer. Let's start with your little offer, because I feel like your little offer could be a good place for us to test out and think about pricing before you get into the bigger one. Your little offer, it has been for therapists, correct?
Yes. Okay. So I've been calling it somatic self-care.
Okay, okay. And those folks who come, I'm curious, those therapists, are they private practice folks? Are they in agencies? Who are they?
Private practice.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're private practice folks. They're coming to you. What are they getting from that 1 hour with you? What are they taking away with them?
What I'm getting back is that it feels really good to move because there's a lot of movement in it. One person said it really was helping them not panic because they're really, really feeling the ICE kidnappings. So what they're really getting out of it is the connecting and the moving. Because we start, like I said, we start out with just some grounding stuff and we move towards more like joyful dancing and movement, like mindful movement, AKA dancing in this content, in this group. Yeah, like, so someone told me it felt liberatory.
So them feeling liberatory, I'm going to focus in on the fact that these folks are therapists, right? Because what you have here is a B2B offer. It is a business-to-business offer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they are showing up on their lunch break between sessions. They are taking care of themselves, right? And because you're specifically targeting therapists, they are folks who are in business, and them being less panicky, more grounded, joyful in themselves is going to have positive impacts in their private practice. So tell me, what are the positive impacts in their private practice of them attending these sessions with you?
Oh, well, I think that it's supportive to holding space for clients. I'm saying that they're not saying that to me, but if you ask me that, that's what comes up.
Yes. Yeah. If they're not panicking themselves, they're going to be able to be more present
right.
in their clinical work.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Because as you're thinking about this offer, I'm thinking about pricing, but I'm also thinking about part of pricing is also being able to help your customers, your clients, understand the value to them. B2B is a great space in which to do business because folks are almost always more willing to invest in their business and their professional aspects of themselves than they are in themselves as individuals.
Yeah.
Right? Which is why you can see these coaches who charge like $50,000 a year for you yeah. to be able to chat with them. Because if you make big changes in your business is a machine that helps you generate money. And you could actually see that $50,000 come back if you're working with the right person and you do the right things. Right? So you are helping them not just to be more grounded as humans and be happier and healthier, but you're also helping them to be more sustainable in their practices and serve their clients better.
Yeah, thanks. I hadn't thought about it that way.
Yeah.
I'm still at the agency trying to get people to take a lunch break.
Yes. Yeah, you haven't caught up to yourself, right? Because like if we think about you, let's think about you as your own client here. Is client the word you use? What is the word you're thinking with these folks? I use the word students for folks who do MSFT. What is your language around these people?
I hadn't even thought about participants.
Participants,
I guess.
Okay. Yeah. So let's think about you as your own participant, because you did note earlier that some of these folks may have traits and needs that are similar to your own. Surprise, surprise. So let's think about you. You are a therapist who charges $220 an hour?
$225.
Sorry, my bad. $225 an hour, right? So 1 hour of clinical work for you brings in $225 of revenue into your practice. Right. And if you think about yourself, if you have a support in your life that allows you to be more grounded and joyful and present with your clients, how much is that worth to you?
It's priceless.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Like you need that so badly doing the work.
It's everything.
It's everything. Right. So just to like put these two things side by side, this support that is everything to the folks who need it, who are her serving folks during this tumultuous, stressful time in history is worth everything. So to put it beside the pricing we talked about so far, is it worth more than $0?
Yes.
Okay. Is it worth more than $20?
Yes.
Okay.
Feels really weird to say that though.
Yeah.
It just does.
Yeah. Yeah. It's worth more than $20. They're still having a full experience, even if they're in a group, right? The group does not detract from their experience. In fact, the group probably actually amplifies their experience because they're having all those beautiful parts that come with a group, right? Like universality and that like co-creation of energy and inspiration from other people who aren't just you, right? So like group is not less than individual. Group is different. And it gives us different things that we actually can't offer our clients or participants as individuals. So we're going to play with pricing a little bit because I want to think about your financial needs. Knowing now that this offer is priceless, right? Something that allows clinicians to keep doing their work. How much is that worth to them over decades? Thousands and thousands and thousands, right? You're not going to charge them $100,000 for this offer, even if it could maybe allow them to keep doing $100,000 more of work, because, you know, the market is not going to bear that if we want to use economic terms. Nobody's going to have $100,000 to pay you for this, even if it's worth that much. Let's think about pricing. How many folks would be in one of these midday groups? How many participants?
I mean, right now with the summer, I feel like, you know, and also because I'll be honest, I've procrastinate when it comes to marketing. So it's like, maybe I'm marketing it like 2 weeks before. So I've had, when it was free, I had a lot more people, and it was right when everyone was getting fired. All the federal workers were getting fired. So at that time, maybe 18 people. But now the last month I had 4.
Okay. So you have 4 people attending that group. So we know your clinical fee is $225 an hour.
Yes. Right?
We do not want you getting paid less than $225 for that hour of work. How do you think about that kind of work? Do you find it more demanding than one-on-one, less demanding? Do you feel it's equal? Just to anchor us to the other type of service you offer.
Yeah, no, I'm coming to really enjoy it. Like, I love it. It's very different because there's the group, the magic of the group or the power of the group to bear witness or just hold space.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. And then, of course, just people's responses after we move. Or sometimes we'll chant or sing, like doing vocalizations and stuff. So it feels amazing.
So I'm hearing that for you, it's actually feeling like pretty light work right now because it's so positive, right?
Yeah.
Which doesn't mean it's less valuable, by the way. Like, it doesn't mean we should charge less for it. But I was curious if it was like something that felt like a much heavier lift for you than
no,
a one-on-one,
and
it doesn't.
Okay. I think the word, what comes to mind is satisfying.
Beautiful. Okay. So just as a starting anchor point then, if I take your normal hourly fee for a one-on-one, I divide it by 4 people, it would be $56.25 per person. What do you notice with that number?
Yeah, I do notice kind of like a internal ack.
Mm-hmm. What is the ack about? What's the story that goes with the ack?
Yeah, it has to do with like, are people going to pay that?
Mm-hmm. It's a good question. So you'll put out that pricing. You know, this is the scenario. You put out the pricing. People don't sign up. Then what?
Couple therapy sessions later, I probably... I mean, I'll be taking that one straight to therapy for sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that what comes to mind... So I love IFS and I do that in my personal work. So I have the part of me that struggles with worthiness. And then I have the part of me that's like, this is about marketing. This is not about you. And also, because I've had people say positive things. So,
yes.
And if it is crap, then you just work on your game.
Yes.
You know, there's, I have that part right there to say, it's like, this is not personal. It's about just being practical. So that's there too, along with the ack.
The ack, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And is the ack from that worthiness part?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really helpful to notice that, right? Because for those vulnerable parts of us, you know, that are usually young, vulnerable, I think those parts of us can get confused about what it means if you put out an offer and people don't buy, right? Those parts of us do get confused and think that it's about us and go to a shame place. And like, it's some sort of like, what would the word be? It was some sort of clear judgment on our value, right? Like, here it is. I've been looking for evidence that I'm worthless, and here it is, right? Those parts of us, we all have variations of that, right? And they're around. But I don't think that's actually what it means. I'm going to go a little bit more with your marketing part on this one.
Okay. Right?
If you put it out for, you know, we would round it. Let's say that we make it $58 an hour. If you put it out for $58 an hour and your current people don't sign up, what can you do?
I mean, I have not been on my marketing game. That is the truth. So I would work more on helping people just showing what the value is in my marketing, whether in writing or I guess going on podcasts or whatever feels right, but just so people get a sense of it. And I think also, okay, so there's this like other part of me that's like coming in saying, because the thing about mindfulness is like everyone can practice self-care on their own, right? But the whole value of this is that it's together.
Yes.
This is about community. It's about co-regulation. It's about not being isolated.
And I think also it's about the container to actually do it.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of times when we create offers, like a lot of what I see the value of what we can offer in Money Skills for Therapists, for instance, is like, this is the time. If you show up at this time, you will either get coaching and hear other people get coaching about money and you'll be able to be part of that kind of experience, or you'll have the space to actually work on money. That container, all folks have to do then is showing up to the container and you help them get into that space, right? Where we know that often left to our own devices, we don't do the things that are good for us, right? For 1,000 reasons. So yeah, I think there's a marketing piece here that hasn't happened yet, but I'm already hearing pieces of what that marketing is going to be about, of what is this experience? What do folks take away from it? What does it mean to their practice that they have this? What are some of the things like that are going to be their objections that you can speak to in it? What are the things that usually get in the way of taking care of themselves that this offer solves for them? If you lay out all of those pieces and the price at the bottom of that page is $56, I'm going to be like, fuck, I'll take five. You know? Like, right. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
What do you notice with me saying that?
Oh, totally. Like, I just, as you're saying that, it's I haven't done any, my marketing has been posting in local Facebook therapist groups. That's it.
Yes.
And like, it's not been, I haven't been doing any of what you just described.
Because when I think about it too, I think about it also as a membership idea. So I've been reading a book called The Personal MBA because I know how to party. And in that book,
that was great.
They talk about different things that can be sold. And that's been really helpful for me to clarify even just what I sell. Like, what am I selling when I sell Money Skills for Therapists or Money Skills Group Practice Owners? And there's this idea of options. And I always thought options was just a thing in trading that I didn't understand. And I was like, oh, I don't do that one. I do ETFs. I'm going to stay over here. But options, when you sell an option, what you're selling is the opportunity for somebody to do something that they may or may not take. So for instance, like concert tickets are options. When I buy a ticket for a concert, I'm buying a spot at that concert. It's mine. But if I don't show up, it was still my spot that was saved, right? I bought the option to attend the concert. And if I use it or not, what I was purchasing was a spot there. So it does make me think about this. It's like, to me, what you're describing is not something that would just be good for somebody once. It's something that would be good for somebody every week or every 2 weeks or once a month, whatever frequency makes sense. And I think if you offered me, okay, for 6 months, you have the opportunity to come to these workshops, like on a weekly, biweekly, monthly basis. This is the package for you to be able to come. It's going to be a lower price than that one-off price times however many offers. But I know that I have this like anchor point. And if I just put it in my schedule and if I show up, you are going to guide me in like sinking into myself and doing these things that are good for me, but are hard and I'm not going to do them by myself. That is immensely valuable, right? You are creating there the container and the energy for me to take care of myself in a way that I'm probably not going to be able to motivate myself all alone sitting in my office with an inbox in front of me and a few phone calls to return.
Right. Yeah, that's super helpful.
Yeah.
To think of it that way.
Yeah, part of it too is thinking about, yeah, how do you position this to people in a way that helps them understand the value, that makes it easy for them to say yes, and you're setting them up to succeed. You're helping them understand almost like the appropriate clinical dosage. One therapy session, not going to do it. Weekly therapy, better, right? Yeah. So I think about this too. It's like, as people start to hear about your offer, I think it also makes sense that you do have an option that is like the larger commitment that is going to help them do the thing that's good for them, even when they're busy and distracted.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You know what's this is landing for me as like, oh yeah, this is sales.
It is sales.
This Correct. Is sales.
Surprise.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And I just don't even have that. Those neurons, if they ever existed, are like, they're not active.
Yeah.
In my brain.
Maybe they're baby neurons. They need to be nurtured.
And there is such a thing as plasticity. So
yes, 100%. So yes. So I think here, my thinking is pricing. Do not price it less than you would get for a clinical hour. That's your floor. I think 56 is like your floor, right?
Okay.
But spending some time yourself with really laying out the value, that's your marketing materials, have like a beautiful description, help me understand what it means for me, not just for me, but for my business. Speak to my objections, but also speak to the things that I know are true. Like, let's be real. You're not going to get to this on your own because you have da-da-da-da-da-da on your plate. Let us help you connect with your deeper self, whatever it is, right? Lay out that value. And then that number at the bottom, I think, is not going to be a shock to anybody who is nodding along with your copy.
Okay.
What are you noticing?
No, it just feels very, makes so much sense, everything you're saying.
Yeah. I think you haven't given this offer the credit that it deserves yet. But taking the time to stop and just write down what already you know about it. And also, I would say solicit some testimonials. talk to some of your people who've come many times about, okay, what is their experience with it? How do they feel different before and after? You know, what does this mean for their practice? They haven't said it to you, but if you ask them, they're going to have things to say about it, right? Get some testimonials. And I'm thinking like a little, just like Word document sales page. I know you've also worked with Megan Sin. I say also worked. We're just buddies. I hang out with her for free. I'm very lucky. She sent me her sales page that she had for her retreat that she's running in the fall, because I'm also going to be running a retreat for group practice owners in the fall. So she shared her sales page with me, and it's just a Google document. But somehow she's just made the background a pretty color. I'm going to ask ChatGPT how I do that shortly. And she's just written the description. So it's not even a website that's hosted. It's just a link to a Google Doc, but it looks like a website. So it'd be super simple to make. And it's maybe like 3 pages, 4 pages long. And off the bottom of that, the price at the bottom, you're like, obviously worth it. Right?
Wow.
This is sales. Yeah. It sells. It's helping them really understand the value. And by the time you get to that price at the bottom, it's going to be a no-brainer for them.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. That makes a lot of sense. If I'm not saying anything, it's because I'm just absorbing and also thinking like the tech stuff is another, I need to get help.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Or you can just make a Word document.
Okay.
Like a Google.
Yeah, I want to do exactly what you just said. Sounds so simple.
So simple. Maybe throw in an image or two.
Okay.
That's it. Like, don't get in your own way. Okay. Right. I think as therapists, like, we tend to be perfectionistic people and we get in our own way. We're like, I've got
definitely.
To like build a website for it and I need to get branding done. And it's like, you don't need any of that. Like, literally none. I've experimented with selling like some of my biggest offers off of Google Docs and it works. If people already have a sense of who you are or they hear a great thing about you from someone else, they don't need like flashy. They just need to like know the actual information and be able to say yes.
Okay.
Right. You can always make it complicated and beautiful later, but I don't think that's actually what's important right now.
Okay. That's helpful to hear. I mean, that's how I even was paralyzed with perfectionism before I even started launching these things. And I was like, I don't have a sales pitch. And then I had someone just encourage me to just do it. And yeah, you're right. I mean, it's kind of amazing when you think about it.
Yes.
It's like, oh, you can actually just do a Google Doc.
You can. And you should. Yep. So, Kim, coming to the end of our time together today, what are you taking away?
Well, I feel less anxious. I feel less like conflicted about the price. I feel encouraged to really honor the value of these offerings, and especially this one that I was like not even talking about. You really helped me to see the value of these, what I was calling lunchtime hour.
Yeah. By the way, we're going to get rid of that. That's not in the marketing material, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I didn't even think I would come into this call walking away with thinking about that, the somatic self-care offering as something to really focus on and build up. So I have a lot to, going back to the marketing and just honoring the value. That's what I'm walking away with.
Yeah. And I think working out some of these pieces with a smaller offer is going to then help you work on that bigger offer. And it's also going to help you grow your list and your audience for folks who will be totally ready for that bigger offer from you.
Okay. This was so helpful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Kim. It's lovely to see you again. Thank you coming on the podcast and letting other folks learn with you and be in these conversations with you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
This conversation with Kim today reminds me of how easy it is for us to dismiss our own talents and the value of what we do. Even with Kim starting to talk about it as like just like this thing that's just over the lunch hour, you know, which we talked about and kind of joked about as a way to dismiss its value, you know, as though something that happens over lunchtime is inherently not valuable. As therapists and health practitioners, we are so skilled and so knowledgeable in our areas of expertise, you know, in our niche. And we are so good at the specific thing that we do. And it's so easy to forget that that thing has a huge impact on other people and is a skill that most people don't have and something that most people cannot offer or are not offering in the way that you are doing it. So if you're listening right now, I encourage you to think about the parts of your talents that you are not fully owning, you know, taking for granted,
think about the value that you bring to folks. And I'm very excited that Kim is going to be sitting down and really writing out the value of what these workshops offer and the problems that it solves and objections. And as she said, this is sales. Once we have created something that works, and as therapists, it's usually pretty easy for us to create something that works because we use these skills with our clients every day. So once you take it out of that one-on-one context and move it into a group and you need to sell it in a new way, just answering some of these questions that Kim and I talked about and writing out the value and the problems that it solves and thinking about what people's objections are going to be and answering those objections, those are all sales skills. And when we can sell the good thing that we do, people get value from it. And that helps to improve people's lives. So that selling and marketing piece, although it doesn't tend to be our favorite, can also be really grounding and energizing in terms of really naming the value of what you do, helping the people that you support understand the value of what you do, and in doing so, actually getting those people getting your help, right? If we're not putting ourselves out there, if we're not marketing, if we're not selling, then people aren't actually getting the value of what we do. So I'm so excited for Kim to put that together. And, you know, I'm sure she'll continue to play with pricing over time, but now we have a floor. There's a number she will not go below. And she can see as she gets feedback and puts the offer together what that number ends up being that makes sense for her. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm Lindsay Bonham, therapist turned money coach and the creator of Money Skills for Therapists. If you are ready to go from money confusion and fear to feeling clear and empowered, then my free on-demand masterclass is the best place for you to start. You're going to learn my 4-step framework to get your private practice finances working for you. You can register today using the link in the show notes or go to moneynutsandbolts.com under masterclass. I look forward to supporting you.